Celebrating the connection with our pets. This is Animal Radio, featuring your dream team, veterinarian Dr. Debbie White and groomer Joey Villani. And here are your hosts, Hal Abrams and Judy Francis.
Lee Day is going to be joining us in a few minutes, and she is the pet entertainer. I have no idea what it means. Judy says this is going to be good, so I got to hang for that, right?
If the pets aren't entertained, I think we will be.
So grab your pets. Bring them around the radio because we will be entertaining them with somebody that's actually a sanctioned pet entertainer in just a couple of minutes.
I heard she puts hamburger all over her body, and that's the main
Ooh,
act.
Ooh, that I might enjoy that, actually. Stacey Cohen working hard in the newsroom. What's going on, girlfriend?
How adventurous are you with your food? I mean, does frog legs scare you?
Yeah.
Fried. They have chocolate-dipped bugs people eat. There's all kinds of stuff people eat. Would you try a bite of rat bruschetta or rat tenderloin? What about paying a whopping $100 for a multi-course rat dinner? They did in New York. Maybe you wouldn't, but, you know, those New Yorkers, they'll try anything. I'll tell you about it coming up on Animal Radio News.
I can't wait. It made me hungry. Order me
some
Domino's and see if they have any rat bruschetta.
Rat delivery.
There's more rats in New York than people, so why would you have to go get one?
That's what I'm saying.
But it's a use of a resource. Maybe that's the angle.
That's the angle. There it is.
Let's hit the phones. Beth. Hi, Beth. Welcome to the show.
Hi.
Where are you calling from today?
I'm calling from Nevada City, California.
Nevada City, but that's... So is it like on the border of California and Nevada?
It's about halfway between Lake Tahoe and Sacramento.
Oh, okay. Sounds like a fun place to live. What's going on? I have Alan Cable right here. I understand you have dog issues.
Well, yes. It seems like... Now, I've only had this dog a couple days, but I recently adopted a 10-month-old mini Aussie from the local rescue group, and I also have a 4-year-old Aussie female. They're both small. The female is 16 pounds, and this 10-month-old male is about 20 pounds. And he is very aggressive around her with anything. If she picks up a toy, runs over and takes it away from her, and they get into scuffles over this, and I've had to break up a few altercations.
How do you break it up, Beth? What do you do?
I just yell at them.
Uh-huh.
Stop.
Uh-huh.
I don't let it escalate to the point where they're just absolutely, you know, tearing each other apart, but, you know, when they start, the growling intensifies and they're, you know, kind of in each other's face. I just say, hey, you know, knock it off, and then they kind of stop, or I stick my hand down and grab whoever. I haven't actually had to, get any further than that with them. But if I don't, I feed him in a crate because he will go after her food. If I give him a chew treat of any kind, why, he's very aggressive. He goes right after hers, even if he has one.
Right. And you said that the dog, the one dog you've had for years and the other one you just brought home, you've had for 10 months, and the other one you just brought home?
Yeah, so the 10-month-old I've only had a couple of days. The 4-year-old I've had since she was young.
Okay. So now the 4-year-old, how well trained is that dog? I mean, if you told that dog to go downstay, would she do it?
Probably. Well, she doesn't know a downstay command anymore because but she would back off.
Okay.
I think she's kind of an omega dog.
This is kind of normal. When you bring a new dog home, especially a new dog home, and there's another dog in the house and you're in the house, most of the time, you know, that dog is basically, when a dog has food aggression like that, is saying, hey, I'm in charge. You know, this is my food. Get lost. That's what the dog is saying. The dog is saying, I'm the pack leader. I'm the alpha dog. And it's up to you to become the pack leader and the alpha dog. And the easiest way to do that in your situation is to take ownership of the food. Now, when you feed the dog, how do you do it? Do you just put the dog food in a bowl and walk away?
Well, I tried that. It didn't work out too well. So now what I do is the female, the one I've had, I put her food down. I put the male in the crate, and I put the bowl in the crate with him.
That's a good solution. That's a good short-term solution. But you want to eliminate all the aggressive behaviors. And the quickest way, the best way to do that is to be the pack leader. And you're going to have to be patient and persistent. And so what you want to do is you take your other dog and take her out of the room. Take your other dog out of the room at feeding time with the dog you just brought home. Take ownership of the food. Put the dog food in the bowl and just stand there in front of the dog for a couple of seconds. Do not put it down. Does the new dog know the sit command? Does she know how to sit?
Well, if sometimes. If I have food in my hand, he does. But he hasn't really had any training. I mean, I think what happened is these people, it's not a cute little puppy anymore, and so they turned it into the rescue group because he really knows nothing. I have him signed up for a basic obedience class, but it's not for a couple weeks.
That's good.
So.
Do you walk the dogs ever? Do you take them for walks? I'm going to tell you what to do in a second, but I'm just curious.
I've only had him like 3 days, so I've walked him one time.
If you have time, start walking them together. Uh-huh. Don't let them walk in front of you, though. Make them walk at your side. Get a pinch collar and make sure both dogs have the pinch collar so that you can give corrections. Do you know what a correction is?
Yes.
Okay. All right. So what you're going to do with your new dog is you're going to make that dog work for his food. So when you feed your dog, you're going to put the dog into the dish and just stand there and tell the dog to sit before you put the food down. And then you're going to stay there for a little while with your hand on the dish. When you have your hand on the dish, you own the food. You're going to get the dog used to you being there while the dog eats. And every now and then, keep a couple of treats or a couple of pieces of food in your other hand and throw those treats into the bowl. Does your dog swallow his food? I mean, does he just scarf it down, the new dog, or does
he
eat it slowly? Put some water in there. Put a toy in there, too, to slow him down a little bit. He's scarfing it down because he thinks, it's a new environment. He might think that he's never going to get fed again. So he's scarfing it down because of that. So you want to take ownership of the food by being there. Keep your hand on the bowl. And then when the dog gets comfortable with you being there, you start giving praise. Just a good dog, and give her a pet every now and then. Always make her do something, though, before you feed her. Hold the food and make her sit before you put the food down. And then every now and then, after about a week or two, take the food away, okay?
Mm-hmm.
After you do that for about 2 weeks, 3 weeks, however long it takes, where that dog is very comfortable with you there and is no longer being possessive of the food, you're going to start bringing the other dog around slowly on a leash. And you're going to start by putting the other dog in the down position when you feed your dog. When you feed your dog, you're going to bring the other dog there and put the dog in the down position about 6-7 feet away, or even in the crate if that's easier for you, or even if you have somebody to help you hold the other dog. And you're going to slowly, over days, move the other dog closer to your dog, the one with the aggression problem, eating. And you're going to see that pretty soon, in a month or two, the dog is going to realize that the other dog is no threat, that you're the pack leader, and become very, very comfortable eating around that other dog. But if she does exhibit aggression, take her food away. That's how you give her a correction.
Okay.
Take her food right away.
Okay. And then I think he's also suffering from a little bit of separation anxiety because he just follows me everywhere. When I let him out the door to go outside, he wants to come right back in again if I don't stand there and be outside with him.
Is that the young dog now?
Yes, and I've had to crate him when I leave the house because I tried having him in the kitchen. He was up on the kitchen table. He was into the recycle bin. I mean,
again, this is all who's the pack leader, okay? Because a dog would never let you leave the house. When a dog is in charge, they don't let you lead. They don't let you leave. So everything you do has to be based on you being the leader, you being in charge. When you leave the house, put the dog in a crate. Do not talk to the dog. Pay no attention to the dog. Just leave. When you come home, do not talk to the dog. Pay no attention to the dog for about 20 minutes. Then let her out of her crate. Take her outside. Don't talk. Let her go to the bathroom. Good dog when she goes to the bathroom. Be very calm. Make it very uneventful, your comings and goings.
Okay, that, hopefully we can work this out because he's a sweet little guy. I mean, I'd like to be able to keep him, but...
You can. You just have to remember...
Challenge.
You can keep him. You just have to remember, you have to be in charge. You have to be the pack leader. Use positive reinforcement and corrections. When the dog is doing what you want, you give positive reinforcement and affection, which means if the dog is laying there calm, that's the time to say good dog and give the dog a pet. When the dog is wound up acting like a fool, you give a correction.
Okay.
Snap her out of it. Get her mind on something else.
Okay.
And start walking them together regularly so that they understand you're the pack leader and they're part of a pack.
I see. Okay. Okay. And let neither one of them get in front of me.
Absolutely not. They walk
on either side then?
Right. One on either side or behind you is fine. Never in front of you.
I see.
Never let them enter the house before you either.
Oh,
you go
okay.
in first.
Okay.
Same with your husband. Go in first. Make sure you are always going in first. Beth, thank you so much for your call today.
You're listening to Animal Radio. Call the Dream Team now with the free Animal Radio app for iPhone and Android.
Hi, this is Paul Reiser, and you're listening to Animal Radio. And every minute you're here, you're not harming someone else. I don't know what that means. If it's usable, use it. Otherwise, cut it and get out.
Dogs or cats, horse or emu, animals are people too.
Cleaning out the fish tank is a pretty bad job anyway, but it was a lot worse for veterinarian Kevin Friels. While doing some routine maintenance on his saltwater tank, Friels was attacked by Lily the lionfish, who jabbed him with six of her venomous spines. He started having seizures and called his girlfriend, who said she only heard screaming on her end of the line. She quickly called 911, and it took eight paramedics to hold Friels on the stretcher. Doctors say he could have died in an hour because Lily's venom was paralyzing his heart. Although Friels will improve in a couple weeks, he's not taking any chances. He's selling Lily the lionfish, but she'll come with a stern warning. I'm Britt Savage for Animal Radio.
Animals are people too. Animal Radio.
This is Glenn Close on Animal Radio, urging you to spay or neuter your pet.
Thousands of authors across the country have written books and published them with Page Publishing. If you've written a book, they can help you through the process, cut through the confusion of the publishing world to make it easy for you. If they decide to publish your book, your work ends, theirs begins. From copy editing and proofing to typesetting and book cover art. Plus, get your book printed, distributed, and sold on Amazon, Apple Books, Barnes & Noble, and in bookstores across the country. They even help promote your book. Biography, self-help, mystery, novels, sci-fi, or even a children's book. No matter what genre, Page Publishing can bring your book to life. And don't forget to ask about audiobooks. We do all of this for you. Call today for your free writer's guide packed with tips, tricks, and templates to help you finish what you started.
800-215-6815. 800-215-6815. 800-215-6815. That's 800-215-6815.
Do you hear that? Asthma triggers are everywhere, from dust mites, pet dander, and pollen, to smog and smoke. An asthma attack can strike anywhere, anytime. Be prepared with quick-acting Primatene Mist. Clinically proven to open airways quickly. It's the number one FDA-approved asthma inhaler available over-the-counter. Primatene Mist. Breathe easy again. Use as directed.
Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Price varies based on product and subscription plan.
Hey guys, let's talk ED, because millions of men experience it, but not everyone can access or afford treatments like Viagra. Well, Hims can help. Through Hims.com, you can get a full range of treatment options for ED, including daily or as-needed meds, through a 100% online process. It all starts with an online intake form. Get started at Hims.com/joy, and from there, a medical provider licensed in your state will determine if ED treatment is right for you. If prescribed, your medication is shipped to you for free. Find the ED treatment that fits your needs, with options up to 95% less than the brand names. Millions of men experience ED. But Hims can help. To start your free online visit and save up to 95%, go to Hims.com/joy. That's Hims.com/joy for your free online visit. HIMS.com/JOY.
I want to learn how to cook, but I keep ordering takeout.
Accomplishing goals is hard, but when your goal is to learn a new language, Babbel makes it easy. In just 15 minutes a day, Babbel will help you start having conversations in as little as 3 weeks. Words and phrases you'll actually use. So when someone asks,
"How's your French going?"
you can say,
"Babbel facilite grandement l'apprentissage d'une nouvelle langue."
Now save up to 50% on your Babbel subscription at Babbel.com. That's B-A-B-B-E-L.com.